Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jim Hawk. As the presidential candidates make their final case ahead of Tuesday's primary in New Hampshire, Chris Christie is hoping his campaign gets a boost from a combative Republican debate performance Saturday night. The New Jersey governor put Florida Senator Marco Rubio on the defensive over what he calls lack of experience. NPR's Don Gagne reports.
Neither Christie or Rubio lead the big GOP field nationally or in New Hampshire, which votes Tuesday. But Rubio's strong finish in Iowa last week has prompted him to say he's the serious candidate who can topple Donald Trump and Ted Cruz. Christie looks to disrupt that narrative. He attacked Rubio aggressively at the debate, saying the first-term senator has no accomplishments and has never had to solve anything consequential, something Christie says governors have to do every day. Christie clearly scored points and put Rubio on the defensive. At a morning after the debate town hall, Christie was greeted with big cheers when he said the debate will change the narrative of the race. Don Gagne, NPR News, Hampton, New Hampshire.
The death toll from a powerful earthquake that toppled a high-rise apartment building in Taiwan rose to at least 34, according to an official update issued on Monday. The government in Tainan, the worst-hit city, said that more than 170 people had been rescued alive from the 17-story building, but more than 100 are believed to be still buried in the collapsed building. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is using his powers to block therapists from trying to change the sexual orientation of young people in his state. North Country Public Radio's Brian Mann reports.
Cuomo says he'll use his regulatory power to block insurance coverage for the practice known as conversion therapy. He'll also block mental health facilities under state jurisdiction from offering it to minors.
We rejected fundamentally the absurd notion that being gay is a psychiatric disorder.
Cuomo spoke Saturday at a gathering of the Human Rights Campaign, a pro-gay rights group. Major mental health organizations have repudiated conversion therapy, which is supported by some religious organizations. For NPR News, I'm Brian Mann.
The Super Bowl party continues in Denver after the Broncos beat the Carolina Panthers 24-10 to claim the Lombardi Trophy. Broncos fan Dave Brown is among those celebrating.
I'm glad they won it, and so I'm just so glad to be in Denver, Colorado right now to enjoy the victory of Denver winning this Super Bowl. You hear me?
Linebacker Von Miller, the game's MVP, forced two fumbles to set up Denver's two touchdowns, and the Broncos' defense frustrated Carolina quarterback Cam Newton all game to carry Peyton Manning to his second Super Bowl title. You're listening to NPR News in Washington. Pope Francis is calling on the international community to help end the Syrian civil war. NPR's Sylvia Pajoli reports the plea comes just days after unofficial talks between Syria and opposition officials broke down.
Speaking at his Sunday noon address, Pope Francis said he's following with great concern the dramatic fate of Syria's civilian population caught up in violent combat and forced to abandon everything to flee the horrors of war. "I make an appeal to the international community," he said, "to not spare any effort to urgently bring the parties to the negotiating table. Only a political solution of the conflict," Francis added, "will be able to guarantee a future of reconciliation and peace in that beloved and martyred country." Syrian opposition officials said government and Russian airstrikes made negotiations impossible. The UN says it will try to restart the talks at the end of February. Sylvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.
Forecasters say southeast Massachusetts could get the brunt of a snowstorm that's heading for the northeast coast. The National Weather Service issuing a blizzard warning for the region, including Cape Cod and the islands. Forecasters say that coastal area could get up to 18 inches of snow Monday morning through the evening. Whiteout conditions and gusty winds are expected. It was a quiet Super Bowl weekend at the multiplexes as new releases failed to make much noise. For the second weekend in a row, the animated sequel Kung Fu Panda 3 easily topped the box office charts. Universal's Hail Caesar, a send-up of the Hollywood studio system, managed a second-place finish. The Revenant came in third. I'm Jim Hawk, NPR News in Washington.
From the latest newscast to the newest podcast, NPR One handpicks local, national, and international stories based on what you like. Download the NPR One app, a new way to experience public radio.